And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're devoting the whole show to President Jimmy Carter. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's a real pleasure to be with you and to be in Nevada, of course.
And happy birthday.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm 82 years old. We're still, you know, going strong.
Going very strong, sir. Let's start out with Iraq, Iran, Syria, North Korea, Lebanon. It seems like the planet's going off the railroad tracks.
Well, it has gone seriously off the railroad track in the last 5 years because of the ill-advised policies of the Bush administration. And let me explain that now so it won't look partisan. I'm not talking about Democrats versus Republicans or liberals versus conservatives, but there's been a radical departure in the last 5 years from all the previous policies of presidents, Democratic and Republican. What we've seen in the last 5 years is incredible new policies. One is preemptive war. We now have declared that we're going to go to war with people, even though our own security is not directly threatened. And this was exemplified most clearly when we went into Afghanistan in a justified war after 9/11, abandoned the commitment to Afghanistan to a major degree, and then moved into Iraq under false pretenses, as you well know. And the recent intelligence estimates done by 16 agencies, all controlled by the Republican administration, declared that our own security is more threatened now than it was before 9/11 because we have gone into Iraq and aroused more terrorist animosity against our country. So that's the first thing that has caused the problem. The second thing is that when the administration announces that we're going to attack you if we don't like your policies, in effect, the preemptive war commitment, this makes nations doubtful about our own commitment to overall peace. It also makes nations that are singled out feel that we are going to be attacked by the United States as they attacked Iraq. We've got two serious problems that you just mentioned. One is North Korea, and the other one is Iran. These are problem countries. I went to North Korea in 1994, and the Clinton administration adopted the agreement that I worked out that they would not have any enrichment of our nuclear waste, and they would not go forward with a nuclear arms program. The Bush administration, though, came in office, abandoned that agreement, and declared that North Korea was an axis of evil nation, which means that we put them in the same category with Iraq. So the North Koreans, who are paranoid to start with, an isolated country, feel that they're on the verge of being attacked by the United States. So what they've done is build up their nuclear capability. And we don't know how many weapons they now have the capability of building, but their estimates are between 7 and 12. This is a terrible setback for peace around the world. The same thing is happening now with Iran. The Iranians must not be permitted to go into nuclear arsenal capability. But what we've done is declared that Iran is also an axis of evil nation, so they think we're going to attack them. Their natural result is we've got to defend ourselves every way we possibly can.